Oh, this is loading. Oh, great. You just came up. Again, my name is Beth Cheney. I'm an assistant professor at University of Florida. But my role in MCHES, as we say, the long-awaited credential, I am a member of the Board of Commissioners for NCHEC. I want to recognize my co-authors that are in the room today. Again, Linda Lasobi, who spoke earlier about the HEJA, Melissa Rarick, Communications Director at NCHEC, and also Dr. Deborah Fortune, who is also an NCHEC BOC member. We also have some other Board of Commissioner members in the room that I want to acknowledge, as they've actually put as much work as all of us into making the policies and some of the things that I'm going to discuss today in this presentation. So I see Dr. William Chin in the back. He is a BOC member. Dr. Jim McKenzie as well. Anyone else in the room that I'm missing? No, I just want to recognize your contributions to this as we go forward. I also want to say that we have no personal financial relationships or any conflict of interest. And the objectives of this presentation is to describe to you the MCHES process and the requirements, including eligibility to sit for the MCHES exam, fees associated with the exam, and also continuing education contact hours and what that is actually going to look like, as well as an experience that I'm sure most of you in the room have heard about, the EDO, the Experience Documentation Opportunity. I'm going to describe to you as detailed as I can in 15 minutes the process and what is expected of you if you do qualify for that opportunity. It is a one-time opportunity, so we want to make sure you understand if you're eligible now. So let me just step back. I want to give you a little bit of history because, as you know, the decision to have an advanced credential was not made overnight. This was a very long process, starting with official recommendations from the National Task Force on Accreditation. This is a group that was convened by AHI and SOFI, and the results of that task force indicated that there are two distinct levels of practice, entry level and advanced level. Following that, the findings in 2005 from the CUP project, the Competency Update Project, also verified that there are two different levels of practice among health educators, entry and advanced. This was recently confirmed with the 2010 results that we have just unveiled for the HEJA project, that there are two distinct levels of practice, entry and advanced. With this, a 2006 feasibility study was conducted, and this was done in an effort to analyze the benefits and usefulness of having an advanced credential for our field. The results of this indicated that two-thirds of respondents indicated that an advanced credential or certification will definitely benefit the field. Lastly, I think it's really important to note as well is that continuing comments from the field have been gathered and analyzed by NCHEC and others, and it is evident from the comments that the current CHES credential is entry level and therefore not reflective of the scope of practice of many health education specialists that do practice on that advanced level. I thought Linda did a really nice job of describing these three major studies, so I'll briefly go back over them again, but these are health educator competency studies. These are the three major studies that really have revealed to us what the competencies are of this field. The first two being mainly very lengthy studies that were mainly led by volunteer leadership, and the third one, the recent HEJA, that different from the first two in that we contracted a vendor, Professional Exam Services, or PES, to help with the approach for this job analysis. So these three studies obviously have built on each other, as well as the publications from the first two have helped to fund the HEJA study. And that is the intent of the upcoming, in 5 years, as Linda mentioned, we're already thinking about the next job analysis study that will be conducted. This slide here kind of gives you an idea of the seven areas of responsibility in terms of percentage of the 2011 CHES and MCHES examination in terms of questions by area. So you can see CHES in terms of percentage of questions or material that will be seen on each area. So more with needs assessment or area number one, we see more with implementation with a CHES exam and less with research and evaluation. In terms of MCHES, you see just the opposite, a more emphasis on the areas of evaluation and research. And also, as you note, administration and management of health education in terms of programming. When we started talking about this advanced credential, we were wondering, you know, why is it, why would it be important for the field? We wanted to know, what are those top five reasons that one might would want to accrue this advanced level credential? And so listed here on this slide are the top reasons that we've heard. And I'm also chair of the marketing committee of NCHEC. And so we think about, you know, just this, why would somebody want this credential? Why is it important for you as an individual, but also as a profession? So if you look at these top five reasons, the first being endorsement of advanced professional experience, knowledge, and skills. Secondly, is commitment to the health education profession that you're practicing at this advanced level. Thirdly, the opportunity for advanced professional development. Fourth, demonstrates excellence in the field of health education. And lastly, greater recognition from health education peers. I think it's important for me to stop and just note that it is a priority of NCHEC to make sure that we do not devalue the CHESS credential. We feel that it's an incredibly important credential, as it does indicate competency at the entry level. So we, on the marketing committee as well, we're very committed to not only market and value the CHESS, but also now think about what the MCHESS might do for those of us that are practicing at this advanced level. So what is the purpose of this advanced credential? It's really seen as a career ladder for those of us in health education that are practicing at the advanced level and have been doing it for an extended period of time. So it's to help advanced level CHESS identify, promote, and advance their skills. So I do like to think about it as a career ladder for those practicing in health education. So I'm going to stop for a second and talk about the exam and what it entails. The Master Certified Health Education Specialist MCHESS credential, the first examination will be given October 15th, 2011. This is such a big deal for us and for the field, actually. We're really excited to be able to say that it's very close. October, will, believe it or not, will be here very, very soon. In terms of eligibility, MCHESS requires not only an academic requirement, also an experience requirement. So you'll see that those that are CHESS and that have been CHESS active status for 5 or more years can qualify to sit for the MCHESS exam. And note that those are individuals that might only have a bachelor's degree, but that have been CHESS for 5 years active continuous status are eligible. However, individuals that are non-CHESS are also eligible to sit for this exam. There's a little bit different requirement for non-CHESS or CHESS that are not active status for 5 years or more. They're less than 5 years. Those individuals will need to have a master's degree or higher in health education, or a master's degree or higher with transcripts reflecting 25 semester hours addressing the 7 areas of responsibility. Plus, 5 years experience as a health education specialist. They need to submit a CV or resume documenting that advanced level activity has been conducted within 5 years, and 2 letters of recommendation. So as you can see, and this actually is coming from the results of the HEJA, indicating that not only the academic requirement needs to be there, but also that 5 years of experience is what differentiates entry-level practice and advanced-level practice. So we need documentation of both for those that are non-CHESS or CHESS less than 5 years. In terms of the fee structure, for those of us that are CHESS, this should look very familiar to you. Fees range from $250 to $390 based on the type of application and submission deadline. So for those of you that are CHESS, you get a little bit of a discount, as you can see, and also if you get your application materials in earlier, you get a discount as well. So the fees are listed there. In terms of renewal fee, this is similar to CHESS. There's a $55 renewal fee, recertification fee currently for CHESS. That will stay the same as for MCHESS. Just note that if you become MCHESS, you no longer have to pay the $55 for CHESS. You only pay the one $55 fee since you're MCHESS. And in terms of continuing education, I think this is of importance. Still, you're going to see the same. 75 continuing education contact hours is required. in 5 years, 45 of those minimum category one, those are pre-approved activities such as conference, APHA conference, and 30 maximum in category two, which are the self-submitted activities. The only difference now is that 30 of those must be linked to an advanced level, that should say sub-competency instead of competency. So quickly, I want to discuss this opportunity, this one-time opportunity that's actually open now, and we call it the EDO or the Experience Documentation Opportunity. This is for individuals that are CHESS and have been active CHESS for 5 continuous years. So certified on or before October 1st, 2005. For 6 months, one time only, this opened on October 15th, 2010, so just last month, and this will go to April 16th, 2011. You can submit documentation that you are practicing at the advanced level, and I'll explain what that documentation is here now. As a CHESS that qualifies the time period, active status of 5 years, you can apply online if you like, or you can actually mail this application in for the MCHESS EDO process. You fill out the application with your information. You then also need to fill out what we are calling an experience self-appraisal and testament of practice assessment form, 2 copies of this form. And what this does is it allows you to identify 4 activities, 4 advanced level activities that you have conducted within the past 5 years that must relate to 4 different areas of responsibility and also advanced level subcompetency. So you indicate what those activities are, and then you have to identify 2 individuals that can testify to that level of practice regarding those 4 activities. And so those individuals then indicate that, yes, you have been practicing at the advanced level and those activities are considered advanced level as it relates to the advanced subcompetencies. Also, you are to submit an activity documentation that you actually did those 4 activities. That cannot be more than 3 pages, and a 5-page resume and CV. All of these things are submitted. You can see the deadlines here, and the fees increase as deadlines lapse. Here's an example. I have 2 minutes. Okay, the experience self-appraisal and testament form. Note that these forms are available to you on the NCHECK website to download. It's a 2-step process. Again, you need to complete the self-appraisal and advanced level experience form. Remember, 4 activities as they relate 4 different areas of responsibility, and that they also relate to an advanced subcompetency. And then the 2 reviewers obviously testify to that advanced level of practice. Here at the end of the form, you'll see the areas of responsibility and advanced level subcompetencies. We recommend that you start here, that you go to this list and see what are the advanced level subcompetencies and activities that relate to that, and then try to see what you have done in terms of your practice that would fit in one of these categories. Here's a sample experience self-appraisal applicant form where you would fill that out as your activities, one of the 4 activities. This is a sample testament of practice form that the recommender, remember you have to have 2, would fill out to identify or to verify that you've been working or practicing at that advanced level as it relates to the activities you are submitting. And then for your resume or CV, I know that you guys have done so much work in the field, but we really don't need a 50-page CV. We want to see a 5-page condensed CV and really look at what you've been doing over the past 5 years as it relates to advanced level work. So you can read this. Really quickly, last slide. Timeline for implementation and job analysis results. This just sums up what's happened and what's going to happen. The HEJA results have been released, as you heard from Linda. She did a good job of explaining that. The release, we have the new revised framework and the Campania guide is available to you access through NCHECK's website. MCHESS experience documentation opportunity, that's going on now, so go ahead and if you qualify, go ahead and get that in. The NCHESS exam study materials will be available. There's going to be a supplement. Practice test questions will be available to you very soon for MCHESS. Our first MCHESS credential will be conferred in April based off the EDO process. Our new CHESS exam as it relates to the HEJA results is coming up in April. And then lastly, our first MCHESS exam will be given October 15, 2011. So any questions, you can then also see myself, Linda, any of the board members here, or Melissa's emails up here. Thank you.